I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's January 23rd, 2024 Mechanical TAC meeting. Just a reminder that please be aware of background noises. Keep your devices on mute. If you're using the phone, please don't put it on hold, and please wait to speak until opportunities are offered. And please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members, of course, when making and seconding motions, please state your name. All right, let's go ahead and determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner John.
Here.
Okay. Oscar Caella.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Gold.
Here.
Dan Griffin. Gary Griffin.
Here.
Joseph Greiner. Hi. Alex Hernandez.
Here.
Penny Locke.
Here.
Donnie Pittman.
Here.
Rick Sims. And Pete Catella.
Here.
All right, let me just double check on those who didn't respond. Dan Griffin, Joe Greiner, Rick Sims. All right, we have 8 of 11 members, so we do have a quorum, so we're...
I do notice that Mr. Greiner is present in the list of participants.
I'm here.
Oh, great. So caller number 5, Jim, if you would identify as Joseph Greiner. There is one other person that called in on a phone that it says caller number 5. You're on a phone.
I just called in on the phone. My speaker is not working properly, so that's why I called in on the phone. I have the visual, but I don't have the audio.
All right, so that's you, Joe, again?
Yes.
All right, so that's caller number 5 then. So there's still a caller number 4, not identified. Okay. Well, anyway, then we have 9 of 11 members present. And let's see, we have... Sabrina Evans, Mona Tiny, Justin Vogel, I believe Norman Bellamy is probably on, and Marlita Peters, I believe, is on from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. Let's go ahead and review the agenda for today. It's to approve the minutes from the February 21st meeting, and then to consider proposed glitch amendments in errata for the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. And that's pretty much the extent of the business, so unless there's any questions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted by name in a second?
Oscar, motion to approve.
Second, name Mark. All right, we have Caella and Hernandez, respectively. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. The February 21st, 2023 meeting minutes were posted to the agenda. Does anybody have any revisions or corrections? If not, it's your motion to accept them as they were posted.
Don, you approve?
Okay.
Booker, second.
Pittman and Caella, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so let's jump right in. In this case, we have a fairly short meeting. I think the explaining of the process will take longer than the actual thing. There's only one that we have to be considered for today. We'll talk about that more in a minute. So the process, in essence, is I'll introduce each one in turn, provide the proponent with an opportunity, 3 minutes, to present their comments as an errata or glitch. Do you have anybody else who wants to speak in favor of it? 3 minutes. Anybody who wants to speak in opposition to same? And if there are point counterpoints, there can be a one collective 2 minute rebuttal from the pro and con side. And then we come back to the TAC. So the process for this is that for a proposed code change to be accepted, first you have to determine, does it meet the definition of errata? If yes, then you can recommend approval as modified, or you could recommend denial. If it doesn't meet the criteria, then you should likely recommend denial because it didn't meet the criteria. There's also the glitch amendment. The errata is the definition and glitch criteria. And we've done this before, but in essence, the criteria for the glitch is it must meet one of these six components: conflicts with the updated code, conflicts between the updated code and the Florida Fire Prevention Code, unintended results in the integration of previously adopted amendments with the model code. That's an important piece, with the model code. Equivalency of standards, changes to or inconsistency with federal or state law, and then adoption of an updated edition of the NEC if there's some, you know, pending important hardship that would require this to be done this time, has to meet a certain definition. That's not going to come up in this process since there aren't any electrical amendments. And then, of course, an errata, the definition of errata, it means a list of errors on current and previous editions of the Florida Building Code. So that's the definition of errata and the criteria for glitch. So if you answer yes for that, then you can make a motion to approve it as submitted. If there's some minor change as modified, or you can feel that it's not something that should be done and make a motion to deny it. So without going into a lot of this at this time, I think we're all quite familiar with the process. The commission will have these all the tax recommendations on consent agendas by TAC. One will be consent agenda of errata recommended for approval, and then consent agenda of errata recommended for denial. Consent agendas of glitch amendments recommended for approval and glitch amendments recommended for denial. So that's how it will be organized at the commission level. In your case, there's only really one that will be taken up today. There were some received after the deadline, and Mo has set that out for considerations in February. So they won't be taken up today. So in the case of this particular TAC, there's only one comment, which is an errata submitted by staff. That's all we need to accomplish for today. Mo, do you want to say anything generally, or just want to jump into that particular one and provide your comment?
Just in general, if you go to the from the agenda to the metrics that's on the code mod page. Jim, can you share the screen just a few minutes? I just need to show you guys what really I'm talking about very quickly. Okay. All right, share. This is the metrics that we have on the code page mod, which is really accessible from the link on the agenda. It has all the agendas for the meetings for the tax who will be taking up glitch or added code changes is organized by tag. Also, you see there's two columns. One column is a glitch or added received. This is what that means. Those are errors and glitches which received by the deadline, November 1st. Then we subjected all the errors and glitches received into 45-day comment period. And what you have in the column which says glitch errata would comment, this has the erratas as submitted along with the comments from interested parties or individuals, etc. So and that's what really you will be reviewing, mainly what we put together, the glitch and errata with the comments. And that is in this case for mechanical. If you click on the document, should come up. Well, I guess the system is slow as usual. But anyway, I don't want to take a lot of the time. Jeff have showed actually is on the agenda from the or from your agenda. You will have access to the you will have access to the chart. Any question? All right, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, so like I said, we have one. It's an errata submitted by DBPR staff. It's MFBCM Chapter 13, errata number one. Mo, you are the staff person, so go ahead and provide your comments.
Yeah, this is mainly errata submitted by staff. When we reviewed Mod 8549, which is came from the changes to the International Mechanical Code 2021, we have discovered that the title of the table for 1302.3 is missing end fittings, the fuel oil piping end fittings, and that's what we're there at. It's mainly to make this correction to add end fittings. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. Does any TAC member have any questions before I take public comments? Something you don't understand about the errata? Does anybody from the public wish to comment on this particular errata in support first, and then does anybody want to speak in favor?
Hey, Jeff, this is Scott.
Okay, Scott.
Yes, Scott McAdam. I represent BOAF. Co-development committee. So we went through all the, so you'll see me on the ones we say approved. It's almost like if we were face to face at the meeting, I'd be raising my hand. So this one here, I approve and support.
Great, thanks, Scott. Anybody else wish to speak in support? Or anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Not hearing any additional comments, so the tax, if you agree with staff, the motion would be to that this does meet the definition of errata and to recommend approval to the commission if that's what you would agree to.
All right, Mr. Donnie Pittman, approve.
Second block.
It's a simple errata, meets all the qualifications, so I move to approve that.
All right, we have a motion from Oscar, and somebody already made the second. Who was it?
Locke. Kenny.
Okay, Kenny Locke made the second. So there's a motion and a second that this is an errata and to recommend to the commission approval. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Point of clarification. When you're approving the word fully, or are we approving all this other stuff about flexible air connectors?
Yeah, the only thing you're approving is that adding to the title of the table 1302.3 and fittings. That's all.
1302.3. I'm looking at. Oh, okay. So we're dealing with 1302.3 on fittings. How about the 607 duct systems?
As Jeff stated, this comment was received after the deadline, and those one that received after the deadline, we are planning to have meetings for them in February 22nd to taking up. So at this point, this will not be taken up at this meeting.
Thank you for the clarification.
So the motion is to approve, recommend to the commission approval of the DBPR staff's comment on errata number one. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? So it's unanimous as submitted. That's the only piece, and as we described, we do have another comment, which you'll take up in either February 21st or 22nd meeting, and we'll make those assignments for the tax on one of those 2 days for those that came in after the November 1st deadline. So that's all there have for your tax. Is there any other public comment that needs to be made at this time? Commissioner John, David, if you would go ahead and adjourn us.
We don't need to get a vote on that, right?
No, you can just say we stand adjourned.
We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for participating.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.